Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
MikeDurbin.com. You can get the WCW-esque Conan in that K-Dog Wolfpack style. Man, this Conan might be Bendy of the year right now.
I really told you.
Yo. Let me speak on this. Mike Durbin Productions exclusive.
Conan, I was the most impressed with Conan, man. It's like undercover Bendy of the year. It's a really nice figure. The do-rag is freaking awesome in person. I love the exclusive with the WCW packaging. I love this one with the camo. It's really nice.
And I will say, a figurine expert who went to TJ on Friday, Matt Cardona, put it over as being a good figurine as far as figurines go.
Yo, hold on, let me speak on this. Exclusive Mike Durbin Productions, K-Dog. Look at that, listen to K-Dog, keeping it 100, logo on the back. MikeDurbin.com. Get it right now. Low key might be Bendy of the year. Go get it.
Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Sports. A lot of stuff going on in the NFL, which obviously you love. Let's start off with our boy, Michael Trubisky's back with the Buffalo Bills.
Who?
Trubisky, remember?
Mitch Trubisky.
What did I call him?
Michael Trubisky.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
But anyways, he was with the Steelers the last two seasons, right? I think they want to re-sign that Mason Rudolph, too.
No. Mason Rudolph got signed by somebody else.
Okay. Then he got signed by somebody else. Kenny Pickett, is that the guy you...
No, they got Russell Wilson.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That is right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, did Russell get away with murder, bro? Because they still owe him $40 million in dead money. Denver did. And this was another thing I didn't know. I read this the other day. Bro, do you remember that they extended Wilson a year early before even seeing him take the field?
Mm-hmm.
And they gave up 5 draft choices for him?
Yeah, it's a waste.
Wow. Is that one of the worst trades ever or what?
I mean, it's up there, you know? I mean, definitely. But basically, the most fascinating thing about the free agency was the amount of running backs that switched teams.
Yes.
You got a... Let me see. The Cowboys lost Tony Pollard because they don't have a running back. The Giants lost Saquon, but they got Devin Singletary from Houston. Who's not
bad. I couldn't believe that they traded him in interdivision.
Yeah. The Philadelphia Eagles got Barkley. Okay. The Washington Commanders of Austin Eckler.
Yeah, my boy from San Diego.
Baltimore Ravens have Derrick Henry now.
Unstoppable.
I think picked somebody up, but they lost Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon's on that Texan now.
Well, how about this? Josh Jacobs to Green Bay.
Yes, and that's the best one because Green Bay's got a great offensive line, you know?
Not only that, bro, they have a lot of – they've got a really – I was reading this the other day. All these guys are 25 years or younger. The quarterback, right. Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. Wide receivers, Watson and what's that? Romeo, what's his last name?
Romeo Dobbs,
okay. Jaden Reed, the tight ends, Musgrave. They got like 3 offensive linemen, Myers, Zach Tom, the other guy. They got a really young squad. They're going to be hell to deal with, you know, because this guy's still only like 25, 26 years old, you know.
Right. So let's talk about
And not only that, if you remember a season ago, he led the NFL in rushing.
Yeah.
They got a good. Where did Aaron Jones go to?
Minnesota, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so, let me tell you something for my Raiders, okay? We got Christian Wilkins, you know.
Right.
And that's going to be good because they, if you remember last year, the Raiders are like top 10 in defense. And Antonio Pierce is always going to be a defensive coach, right? Because he was he was a linebacker, right? And let's be real, bro. I love my Raiders, but their interior was soft. You know, Max Crosby, he needed help. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Wilkins going to go in there. Too bad he leaves my Dolphins, but he goes to my Raiders. I think that's going to really help their defense. But, dude, I thought you guys got the best quarterback, Kirk Cousins, if he stays healthy.
Yeah, we're going to have a great offense. We got a good offensive
line. Bro, you got Kyle Pitts. You got Drake London. You got Robinson. I mean, and you've got like a top 10 draft choice.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got one of the best offensive lines.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Really, the only thing you were missing, dude, was a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you haven't had this type of since Matty Ice was Matty Ice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You must be thrilled for this.
Well, we'll see. You know, it looks really good.
Yeah. You know, and you got a fresh start. You got a new coach, you know, Raheem Morris. You got a new quarterback, Kirk Cousins, who had his best year ever last year. And I think the year before that, he had the most comebacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, he was with Minnesota.
Yeah.
About Baker Mayfield re-signing with Tampa.
He's been. We knew that was going to happen.
But let me tell you, okay, what's going to happen?
No, we knew he was expected to re-sign.
Right, but the only reason I say this, if you remember, he started off hot, right? Remember when he was like the number one overall draft choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
He started off hot. I remember his first year he set back then, like the rookie passing for most touchdowns in a year, right?
Right.
Then they trade him to Carolina, right?
Who?
Mayfield.
Right.
He didn't do good. He didn't do good with the Panthers.
Right.
Okay, he has to be released, and he didn't do good with the Rams.
Right.
And it looked like...
Well, he didn't do bad with it. He only was there for like 3 or 4 games.
Yeah, well, he was like 1-3, dude. And he has to be traded. So something was, you know, so... but it just feels like sometimes, like we always see in football, you're just one good team away. You know, a team that, you know, that you fit in with. Like, look at Harden. Harden didn't fit in with Brooklyn. Harden didn't fit in with Philadelphia in basketball. And now look how well he's doing with the Clippers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes you just got to find that team. And it looks like he finally did. Because,
mm-hmm.
bro, he led him to the playoffs. They won one game, you know?
Yeah. Anything else on football?
What else? Football. I just want to say, because I was thinking about this when I was thinking about the Wilson deal, I was thinking about two other deals that I thought were just as bad. Bro, do you remember when the Minnesota Vikings like drafted for Herschel Walker?
Oh, yeah, those years. Yeah, so far, Rich.
Do you remember that? Like 1st round picks, all these, Ricky Williams was another one, bro. Remember when they gave up the whole house and Mike Pickett got fired for it?
The whole draft.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember that? Or how about the 49ers trading up for Trey Lance? I didn't even know this. I read this the other day. When they traded for him, he'd only appeared in 19 college games. How wild is that?
Yeah.
What a chance they took, bro. Yeah. And then they were lucky because Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, ended up being who he is.
Yeah. We'll see what happens when the draft comes. How everybody fills these holes.
Who do you want?
I have no idea.
Who do they need, and who do you think they'll pick?
We can use another wide receiver. You know,
nice.
So we just traded Desmond Ridder today for the Rondale Moore. He's like the third receiver in the Arizona, but he's a small, fast guy. So we'll see.
Maybe for slot.
Maybe, yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, you know what, boys? It's the new year. And, you know, you should be back into the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, or the delicious salted caramel whey protein, you can be sure you're using elite level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySubs.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySubs.com through the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySubs.com, and don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout, and we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySubs.com.
Free speaker, huh?
Ooh. What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the Recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid type dreams. You're out like a light and you wake up and there's no fogginess, or like if you use like some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy, but not with Recovery PM.
I've been using desiccated liver pills.
Cool.
They've been great. Marcello, I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three even at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code, we beat everybody else. Yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements. Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Subs. Boom.
Okay. Let me bring up a sport you hate, but I love. And it was really good for those of you that follow it. Bro, I watched the Women's Gold Cup. Okay.
Uh-huh.
If you remember, you're probably not following, but Mexico went in there and beat the U.S. 2-0 in the final group stage, but they still got in.
Right.
Then Brazil faced Mexico in the semifinals and beat them like 3-0. I mean, they just owned them. Then the United States played Canada, which is a great team. I mean, a great team. And it was in the rain. Did you see highlights of that?
Nothing.
Bro, they would kick the ball, Glenn, and there was so much rain on the fucking turf that the ball would just stop rolling, you know?
Yeah.
But the American goalie was crazy. She scored a goal in the penalties thing and stopped 2 goals, okay? Mm-hmm. I like this team a lot. They're starting to mesh together. They got this girl called Jaden Shaw. She was their leading scorer. They got Rodman, which is Rodman's daughter. She's great. Nair, who's the goalkeeper. This other one called Lavelle. Horan, who's a cat. Bro, they got a good team. They went up against a really good Brazilian team and beat them.
Wow.
Hopefully the United States is back, because I like the women's team.
I want to talk.
Go ahead.
I want to talk about boxing. Did you see the Ngannou Anthony Joshua?
Oh, my God. I did see that.
Yeah.
Could you believe that?
I mean, it just like was wide open for him. The funny thing is, like, he made a comment that he said he felt like he was going to fall asleep before the fight. I'm like, what? That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's an excuse, but that's his statement.
So Anthony Joshua from England fights Ngannou, the ex-UFC champion. Bro, in the first round with like a minute left, Joshua knocks him down with a fucking jab. With a jab.
All right.
Okay. Then in the second round, he just starches him, bro. I mean, he literally put him to sleep. Because the announcer kept going, he hasn't gotten up. And he was knocked the fuck out.
Yeah. But and the funny thing, Joshua told him after the fight, don't give up on boxing and stuff like that. But,
right.
Yeah, bro, the guy, I mean, he fought like, the guy whose first two fights in boxing are against like two of the top three heavyweights in the world. And he knocked one of them down and like went to a decision, but the other one just sort of starched him. You know, that's like, which is what you would expect should happen when a fighter with like no experience faces a top level experienced fighter,
right.
And that's exactly what we saw. But like he made a fight. I think they said he made $20 million for that. It's unbelievable. That's like good grief.
Well, right? It's a curiosity fight. You know, that's what's more entertaining these days. Look at Tyson and this guy. They're going to the Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah,
it's like 100,000 people, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? I want to talk about real quick.
How about UFC?
Nothing really happened this week. There's not.
UFC 300. Sure, fucking, he went in and destroyed Cheeto Rivera.
Oh, that was this past. That was this past weekend?
Yeah, wasn't it?
Oh, I thought it was, yeah, for some reason, I thought it was a week and a half ago. No, it was this weekend. Yeah. He like, bro, O'Malley, that's right. It was just this past weekend, yeah. O'Malley looks like one of the pound-for-pound top five guys in the world right now. You know, he was like moving good. He's got, you know, the other guy couldn't really touch him. He was just clobbering him with counters and stuff. The guy looked unbelievable, you know?
Oh, the only thing is that he went out there and he said he would fight Marab, all right, mm-hmm. who is, you know, how badass yeah. he is. And he also said he would fight
Topuria.
Right.
That's a yeah. bad fight for him. Yeah, this is a them. Challenge. He's a both scary man. He is a scary man, yeah.
Both of them. Yeah. But yeah, you know, he's got the balls to come out and call him because he knows he wants to fight the best. You know, right. he's not backing down against anybody.
Right.
You know. He also Cheeto in bad fucking sour grapes was saying that the champ had cheated because he was being greased up. Bro, he touched you up. That had nothing to do with him being greased up. He beat you up. Yeah. You know, and O'Malley replied, send a pic of your face. Yeah, he beat him up really bad. I mean, and it's funny because the same guys that handle Cheeto Rivera handle Brandon Moreno. And they were trying to sell me on, he's this really, you know, he's this really charismatic guy and he's the next big thing. And I was like, bro, he does not come off as in his interviews as, you know, anybody exciting, you know? Yeah. But O'Malley did masterful work. I didn't think he was going to beat him up like that. I mean, he beat him up for five rounds.
Right.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about this. For the first time, this is the only time I ever really get interested is that the college basketball tournaments are starting, right? The conference tournaments. And
was there a match underneath that? Wait a minute. I think there were two matches. What was the other match in the UFC? Do you remember or no?
Dustin Poirier knocked out, what's his name?
Oh, yes.
Edouard St. Denis, yeah. And the guy blamed it on antibiotics. He took some antibiotics.
Right. Yeah. He got knocked the fuck out. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Dustin's just a tough fighter, man.
He is.
You know, he stood in there and like weathered the storm.
People like, love him for that. Yeah.
He'll take one to give one, you know? But he looked good. So it's getting back in the mix. And I think, what was it? There was one more fight. Oh, Gilbert Burns got beat. And he was on top of the he was on top of the guy with 2 minutes left to fight and would have won probably 29-28. He would have won two rounds of one. All he had to do is just keep the guy down, and the guy escaped and got him. I was like, wow. I was like, you know, that was a very surprising finish to me, to be honest with you. You know, because like you think you got the fight sewed up, and maybe the announcer said, if he just stays in the position, the fight's going to end like this. Yeah. And the guy fought out of it and knocked him out. It's like the guy literally was in a position where it's very difficult to get out of. And if you did not get out, you were going to lose a fight. And he got out and knocked the guy out. Crazy, yeah. huh?
And not only that, how about the Peter Yan versus Song Yadong?
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
So, yeah.
But those guys are, you know, they have ways to go before they get in the mix. So, every year around this time is the only time I become interested in college basketball. And so I've been keeping up on some of this stuff, and I got a couple dark horses I'm looking at for the NCAA tournament. Right. I'm liking Creighton in the Big East, okay, because they had some good wins on their thing. But you know, Connecticut and Houston definitely look like the two best teams, right? But I also like St. Mary's. I bet them at 80-1 to win the championship like a few weeks ago, and they just for the first time. And forever, they just beat Gonzaga in the tournament. Like, Gonzaga is not the number one team in that conference anymore. St. Mary's is. And they're one of the best defensive teams in the country. And, you know, they're my dark horses. So I'm going to see. I've been watching, like, a lot of these tournament games. I'm definitely going to be watching them next week. But I'm invested in the college basketball tournament right now. You get anybody you're watching?
Yeah, well, I think the whole Mountain West has a lot of good teams, and somebody from there, whether it's San Diego or Utah or New Mexico.
Even UNLV is not that bad this year.
Yeah, UNLV. Yeah. As a matter of fact, San Diego plays UNLV today for the Mountain West tournament. Oh,
I think they already played. Hang on.
Okay, don't give me the score. Oh. Give me the score. Yeah, because I got it recorded. And so basically, I think somebody from the Mountain West is going to make it into the final 16 or final 8.
Yeah, because they always
very strong conference.
But they always usually bow out early, though. That's the biggest stuff. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like last year, we got into the Final Four. We went to the national championship. San Diego did.
Right.
But I think this year, somebody's going to be maybe in the Final 8. because that's a good conference that slept on.
Yeah.
A lot of good teams. Another team to look out for is Purdue. I think UD is almost unstoppable, and they always have to double and triple team them, just like they do Jason Lede out of San Diego. And I love that guy at Indiana State with the fucking Buddy Holly glasses.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right. And he's overweight. And he's got glasses with the fucking tape there.
Yeah. Right.
Looks like from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Indiana State, Larry Bird's old alma mater. I'm going with Purdue, and I'm going with somebody from the Mountain West.
All right, all right.
Let's see how
we'll
that.
We'll see how they do.
Yeah.
Well, we get the draws next week. We'll see where we are, right?
Right.
All right, cool, man.
So that's been the sports. And if you got any comments, opinions, or anything like that, send them to k100questions@gmail.com, and we'll read it in the mailbag section. Boom.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.